Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 70 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 66 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. Connected to CMN Network.
Hey, Peter. Good morning. WAM. Good morning. Good morning, where are you at? Come up to 14 now. I think I'm going to stop and get gas on the way there. Yeah, what's the prices? I know Sheets is down to like $3.84, which is as low as I've seen it recently. Or was it $3.60-something? I don't know, it was down quite a ways. I don't know, but I gotta use up my discount so it expires.
Oh, by the way, did you
that last week or the week before when you went there, did you notice it was 5 cents more than the posted?
Yeah, I did. The one right there, yeah. There's an Amoco, which I also works at, just up the street at 13 Mile. That's where I'm going to go. They seem to be even lower.
There you go. Yeah, let me know what the price is there. You know, obviously without your special discount.
Okay. I'll be there in a couple minutes. Just got off the expressway. Being with it, getting another car wash or not last week. Got car washes lasted for less than a day.
Well, if you're going to get one today, wait till after noon if you can. They said that we got rain expected this morning and then clear skies after that around noon.
Okay. Let's see, there's a BP there. Ooh. They're like 419. So they haven't come down.
Yeah, it was, I forget how cheap it was, but I went by, RPAT mentioned it yesterday, and I drove by there and noticed, and I think it might have been 360-something. It was down quite a bit. I could be wrong on that. It was either 383 or 363, I can't remember.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything that's that low. Well, there was, when I was coming back from Ohio, there was a BP in Monroe. It was like 369, I think.
What's up, Anthony?
Oh, not much. I don't know if I'm getting in very well. I'm on an ATV at 94 in Grandis, so just wanted to say hello, and I'm getting some sprinkles over here.
All right, as long as it stays over there on the east side.
Yep, that's what I heard. I heard rain this morning and then the clearing up at noon. So, just FYI. What's got you out and about, Anthony?
I got the early morning bat signal for breakfast with my dad. So, I'm meeting him at Coney Island over here on Gratiot and, what would it be, Gratiot and Masonic over in front of Macomb Mall.
Yeah, that sounds good. Just about to get to that Amoco station. I'll see what their price is. I'll let you know in a moment.
Yeah, let's see. I think I'll have to get gas because I got 144 miles, so I don't need it desperately, but I don't know. Probably be looking for gas soon.
All right, gentlemen, I'm assuming you're going to breakfast, too. Enjoy it. I'm pulling up here and going to go into the restaurant. I'm sure I'll catch up with you at some point throughout the weekend. KE8RUH, talk to you soon.
Okay, 384 with the Visa. 409 for credit card.
There you go. All right, Anthony, enjoy your breakfast, and we'll catch you. I don't know, I might run over to, and play the, I got points expiring, so I might run over to the Myers and play the Meyer Point dance.
All right, I'm at the pump. See you in a bit, KPR. 339 with my card.
Yeah, but that's your special 50 cents for your first so many months, right?
Red?
Right.
Right, red?
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, that's cool, definitely, but I won't be able to get that.
I wonder if I cancel the card and reapply, well, whether I can get it again.
And what's the normal price, or, you know, just the regular BP rewards price? You said 84?
Yeah, I think so. I can't see the sign from where I'm at right now.
Level up your daily play.
I'm looking at it sideways.
Yeah, I can see the BP sign from where I'm sitting, but I just can't make it out. No, it's 3-something. I just can't make it out. So, curious what the one is here. And then add 5, because they always do that. I ask them, and they just play stupid. All right, Phil, I'm going to run inside. We'll see you when you get here.
Yeah, it's 3.49 for Visa, 3.99 cash, 4.09 credit. All right, still nothing going on at Crave. All right, be there in a minute. Cave here.
Good morning, 0800 hours, cloudy, 66 degrees. Good morning, 0900 hours, cloudy, 68 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good morning, 1000 hours, cloudy, 70 degrees.
Switch back over to the repeater. You're getting far enough away. All right, I just walked in. Catch you.
I'll go in the car wash. Keep here.
Hey, Sean, check your private nodes All-Star. I don't think it can connect to it. I think it might be down.
My private node?
Yeah, the 481002. Because I can connect to 481003, whatever the, you know, private All-Star nodes, or whatever you call it. I forgot what you named it.
Oh, right, yeah, the repeater, the system private node connection. Huh, that's a newbie. I do reboot every Sunday for things like this, but let me go in and check it out.
Yeah, and it might be me, because I'm using that QSO1 app. I was just, like, goofing around with it.
Dave.
KF8S.
Victor Delta.
What's going on? I'm just making breakfast here.
Connected to CMN Network.
I got my repeater board. There's a lot going on there.
Oh, yeah. But treat it like a, you know, just treat it like a hot spot, you know, as far as, like, you load a Pi with WPSD. And the rest is just playing with the settings. He usually has them set to pretty good defaults when you get it. You might just have to tweak the little pots a little bit.
Yeah, well, I messed that up pretty good. Of course, I've only turned one so far, but I'll figure it out. I got a message into them.
Yeah, it's the best way to learn. Break it, or not break it, but not understand what's going on and then understand what's going on later.
Give me a couple hours to figure out what to configure it as. It's a weird baud rate, like 48,000 or some darn thing. Just could not figure that out. It was a real pain in the butt.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. All the other ones are now like 115, 200, or whatever. I don't remember. But, yeah, this, the repeater boards are 48,000 or whatever. And then you probably, I wouldn't do a firmware upgrade unless there's some feature that you need. Just leave it the way it is.
Too late. I screwed that up. I couldn't get it to talk. I could not. There's no documentation. I should have thought of calling you. I didn't think that you knew about that one. Yeah, it's 48-something. 48-something, and you had to go to V3 Plus, and then you had to get everything right. It took me forever to get it to light up. And then finally I got it to light up, and, you know, it's like everything else with this project. And it's just one big learning experience after another. I just can't believe nobody documents any of this stuff anywhere. It's like it's all a big secret.
Did you document everything you found?
I documented nothing.
As you have learned by now with the FASTA updates, with the Hytera snafu.
One would have thought, but I didn't. I'm a slow study. Good morning.
Good morning.
Going to the office. Marianne's going to do her office job this morning. Right now we're in Big Beach. Going to get a bagel, some coffee, and then we got the weekend free. We were thinking about going riding on the trail with the grant.
Hey, at least it's not raining anymore, so hopefully it'll be a good weekend.
Kind of funny. I'll say this, probably get shot for saying this, but a tornado hits Detroit, and they were making pictures of it and everything else, and I kind of thought, how would you know?
It's because they make all those open fields now.
Yeah, it's like all the buildings that were knocked down and stuff, so, okay. All right, well, it was kind of fun, but, yeah, so far. So for any other things that you could tell me, Dave, that I could save a bunch of time researching?
Yeah, even though you didn't buy it from the guy in China, he does have pretty good documentation. Now, it's for his board, of course, but a lot of the ideas apply, so... Go find that B. I don't remember what his call is. Starts with a B and it ends with an A. And go to his site. He's got lots of pictures and stuff. But I think the biggest thing is you need something that's going to be able to, like, see it, like, as a scope. So I use my 705 at the time, but if you've got one of those RTL SDR dongles, because what you'll have to do is you'll have to like get the peaks a certain way. And I know I'm saying these words wrong, but you have to get the signal, the carrier. You'll put it in like a test mode, and you got to get the carrier dips and stuff on the waterfall to look good. So, but it's all on that guy's website. So he's got pictures and everything.
FYI, connected right up to 481002.
Is that that void rate that you were talking about?
No, his node.
Oh.
I mean, I'll reboot if you want, but there's like four of us connected in there now. Doesn't seem to be any big issue. If you want me to reboot, I can do that.
Yeah, I'll reconnect. Let's see if it works now. It might have just been a registration delay stuff.
Okay, all right. I just walked in. Let you guys get back to it. I'll be back in a bit. W8SU.
WAVD. Yeah, if you're going to be available this weekend, maybe I'll call you on the phone. I have a AirSpy SDR, and I got a Ultra SA, so and I'll study that stuff because I know it's off.
Yeah, don't worry about it. It's a QSO1 issue, I think. I'll figure it out. I wouldn't reboot it. Just leave it. If people are connected, I just leave it.
The repeaters were working remarkably well today. Maybe the storm knocked some sense into it.
Yeah, the 2-meter one was having some trouble on storm day. A lot of people, but I honestly think it's people are like putting the radio at too high of a power. And it's voting to the distant one, and they should just lower their power.
Yeah, and I've learned a lot about defense. I'll see right back. I've got an order here. KPR.
Good morning, Phil. KF8S.
Yeah, good morning. So listen to you guys, I was in my antenna off in the car wash. So what's this board he's talking about on the for his repeater?
It's repeaterbuilder.com. You know they sell the All Star one, right? The All Star board. They also sell the MMDVM board. So that's what he's got. Sorry about my dog. MMDVM boards.
Oh, okay. So I'm not familiar with these boards they make, the All-Star board, for direct connection to various repeaters, or how does that work?
Yeah, I think they sell them in two varieties. One is they sell them as like a USB connection, okay, and then another way they sell them is the GPIO pins for a Raspberry Pi. So I think he's got the one for the Raspberry Pi, but I'm not sure. He might have the USB one. But either way, it works the same way. It's a board that takes, you know, it's got a sound card in it, blah, blah, blah. In the MMDVM case, it's a modem. You know, it just takes the signal and changes it to the digital format, and then it sends it out the repeater. You know, you hook it up to the analog outs of the repeater, and it kind of like, so you can do any mode with it. For example, I took a Yaesu FTM300 and used the packet interface, and you can basically have a DMR, you know, NXT and all that stuff. The same thing that you would have with a normal Pi hotspot, but the difference is this is audio out instead of having an RF component.
Victor Delta.
Hello there. I was able to key up your repeater here from in Troy. So, yeah, okay, I understand, yeah. I have an interface board like that for my repeater for the All-Star. You know, it's still got an All-Star node, and then the USB port plugs into a controller, an audio interface board for the all the control signals and the audio in and out, and so, and I understand what you're saying. Go ahead, Walt.
If I got it. Yeah, Phil, if you put one on your repeater, you could turn your repeater into an everything repeater. You can make it DMR, you can make it P25, you can make it anything you want just by sending it a command. And you still can make it an analog repeater if you want to, as long as you have some sort of internet connection. It's actually quite an impressive device, but there's a lot going on there. And it's very time-consuming, especially if you're first into it, but Dave knows something about it, so I'm going to utilize his help. But that's the biggest thing. I'm taking a Vertex standard, and I'm turning it into a DMR repeater, maybe a P25 repeater. I don't know. Whatever I tell it to do. So, go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I've done it at the micro level, where I just basically made a high-power hotspot. So, but you can translate that to repeaters, right? So it's cool. It's you know, what the expression, we get the T-shirt to try, you know, now we know how it works.
So is this one board that will do, well, obviously you got to have, yeah, it can't be the same board as All-Star and DMR, so two different versions. One's analog or VoIP and one's digital, I'm assuming. What did you say about a standard Vertex? I thought you had a high Terra. Go ahead, Walt.
Okay, Smith.
While he's taking a break, the MMDVM board actually can do FM, but in my experience, what happens is it if you lock into a like if you key up and try to do FM and then do a digital mode, it ends up like locking into the digital mode, and then you can't get back to FM. So I wouldn't use it for an all-in-one, but if you wanted an all-in-one digital repeater, it would be great.
I'm back.
Go ahead, Wally.
Yeah, so go ahead and answer my question there. What did I hear about the Vertex?
They got another one. It came out of the same project, the Vertex standard, and it's just the VHF. All this stuff is VHF, and all this stuff is tremendously old. I mean, old. And so there's a Vertex standard there that's a VHF, and it was modify that down to hand bands. That part of it was relatively easy. I was able to get that with some help from AI and an Ultra SA. So I got it now set for 144 to 151 tuned in sensitivity about 110 dB. So I'm doing pretty good with that one. But I did.
I don't have anything to add to that. Go ahead, Phil.
All right, so is your goal to not use a Hytera in DMR native mode and go with an analog thing with a DMR interface? board with it? Am I understanding that correctly?
My goal is to use the Hikera with the STM32 DBM board so I can control what goes where. Right now I can't, and the STM board will give us a bunch of flexibility. Basically anybody that has access to the hotspot or whatever the dashboard, can make it do whatever you want it to do. So that's my goal. My goal is to stick with the Hikera and do that, but I don't want to take the Hikera out of service while I'm learning, so I'm using the Vertex as the repeater. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That makes it modular, so it's basically take whatever you have and then hook up whatever radio you want to it. So that'll work. Go ahead, Phil.
Okay, so just so I'm clear, the idea is that so the Hikera would be running in analog mode and not DMR. You wouldn't be using the built-in DMR, right? You'd be using an external device for the to encode and decode the DMR.
That's true, but the only thing that it would listen to would be digital signals. You would have to turn on that FM mode that Dave was talking about, and Dave had made a comment just now about it's kind of problematic, so I don't have any intention of turning on FM mode. But yeah, the repeater itself is analog, but it reports right to the digital box, and then the digital box does what you tell it to do. Go ahead, Dave. I think I got that right.
Yeah, think of it like packet radio, how you're hooking up, or APRS or anything like that. You're hooking up a device that makes the DMR sounds. And or the digital sound, so it's like it'd be more akin to packet radio.
Okay, so you actually have to get into the. You can't just go into a standard audio input. Then you got to get into a higher level, right into the at least on the receive, probably from the discriminator. And from the transmit, you have to get in to a higher level than just the microphone input.
Yeah, and just about any radio with any kind of brand name will do that. The accessory connector on the back, you can go ahead and turn on and off all the filtering. So, yeah, I forget. Some call it 9600. I don't know what that means. Some call it unfiltered. Some call it passive discriminator. I'm not that techy with the terms. I'm like, Dave, I know what it's doing, but I don't know the exact words. But the raw audio. I've seen it called that, too. Dave, go ahead and finish it up. I'm stepping out. I'm at the office. So WABD, listen out.
All right, yeah, that guy, basically the guy in England and some German guy, they came up with this, you know, the MMDVM and the. So, I mean, yeah, anything that has a packet interface, because you have to listen to it open squelch, and you have to have the full audio that could be able to decode, you know, the signal. So there's a lot of tweaks to do. There's some pots on the board for receive and transmit, and you can adjust the audio levels, and then you got to monitor it with an oscilloscope to get it perfect.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought. All right, interesting. So, you're giving up the native DMR system so you can get something with more control over. Makes sense.
Yeah, and it allows you to use, you know how people were buying those CDM 1250 Motorola radios? You could use those for input and output. You can split you know, the receive and the transmit signal, just like you did with an All-Star board. It's really neat. It's the same principles, basically. It's just a little bit more because you got digital involved.
Okay, speaking of CDM-1250, I have one that I found at work that was dead. I've been playing around with it back to work. I think it's a control head issue. There's power in the main circuit board.
Yeah, those are cool radios. The only problem is like the low power is 20 watts, or at least the ones I have. I have two of them. I was making a fake repeater, but I didn't realize it could only, the lowest power it goes is 20, so that didn't work for me. I wanted it to be like 5 for low power, so I ended up using it as a receiver, and then I used my Yaesu FTM300 as the transmitter. It worked for a while, but at that time I didn't have my antenna in the attic, so it was really limited what I could do with it.
Oh, so you have one, okay. I wonder if someday I can bring one I have over and just swap the, and see if it powers up. Swap the control head.
Yeah, I didn't know they detached. The ones I have, they're like, it's all like one big thing. I don't think it detaches.
No, they come off. I know it doesn't look like it, but they actually, you're just held on with pressure. You can just pull them right off, and there's a ribbon cable that connects the head to the body.
Oh, that's pretty cool. So I wonder if people made like separation kits for them and stuff?
Probably. I think people have used like just taking the control head off and just use the body as a and hook it to like a repeater controller kind of thing. I think people have done that.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, I bought them off of eBay a couple of years ago. I think I forgot how much they were. They were around $100 or something like that. You know, like sometimes people throw them away, and some people like overprice them.
Yeah, as most things on eBay, it's all ranges. Well, I've like I said, I just want to know if the guts of it are good. You know, because can probably find a control head to replace it with pretty simply. So I just want to throw it in, you know, see if it works. See if I can power it up with a different control head. That's my goal.
Yeah, I'll have to find what box I put it in and let you know. But yeah, if you want to try it, you can meet up somewhere or whatever. Yeah, as long as you got power, because I don't think I've got a power cord for it. You'll have to hook it up to a battery or something.
Yeah, I got power cords and all that. Got all that stuff. Standard Motorola power adapter.
Yeah, I was just disappointed that they weren't, they couldn't go down to 5. It's like 20 and 40. That's the bigger option. And if you're building like a repeater and you have a crappy duplexer, that's not going to work.
Yeah, well, put a heavy-duty attenuator in there. I wonder if you could detune the transmitter. No, that's not a good idea. But, just run into a dummy load with a tap or something.
Yeah, I could do that. I, you know, and the other thing too is once you have like you know, something transmitting, then you can't use your radios anywhere, like, because of the descents everywhere. So that was the reason why I kind of stopped it. But it was mostly just for goofing around. And I don't know, I might, you know, I might put make it a high power, like, hotspot at some point. But even that, don't really need that anymore.
Into the garage here. Catch you later. Sun's is bright and sunny out here in Pontiac area. So it's coming that way. Catch you later. KP.
Talk to you later. KSKS. And Sean, if you're listening, yes, it was a registration delay. So it's my end not registering in time or something. KSKS.
Good morning, 1100 hours, clear, 73 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network.
WDAKLL in the mobile.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Clear. 75 degrees. Connected to CMN Network.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Clear. 77 degrees.
KEAWUO.
You're connected to CMN Network.
NAWRO at the park office. Copy that. I'm on my way. Probably about 20 minutes out. All right, John. Yeah, no worries. No rush or anything. I was just going to try here for Dell's Gateway because apparently the park office is the high point. So I'll be listening to this and the Simplex channel. Drive safe. See you when you get here. NAWRO.
All right. I will find you on 14658 when I get close. I might stop and print off a couple of maps real quick, just so that people have them if they want them. KEAWUO. I copy your last 146.58 simplex. Also, just inside the park office, they do have maps inside a holder, just as an option, if you're interested. NAWRO, clear for now, listening.
NAWRO, KAACW.
K8ACW, NAWRO. Go ahead, Art.
Jim, do you have a location? I'll be leaving here in a minute heading your direction.
Currently, I'm at the park office, just as you come in before the check booth. However, the rally point is Bay Point Beach. I say again, rally point, Bay Point Beach. Our ops channel is 146.58, 146.58. I'll be monitoring FBI and the Simplex channel.
We'll see you there, Tim. Thank you. N-8-W-I-R-O, K-8-A-C-W, clear.
N-8-W-R-O, clear but listening.
W-A-W from W-A-80.
You were a little snap crackly. Who'd you call? Might have been me.
It was you. I was playing around with my work card the other day and touched my pillar. I do have one of those number thingies on it. I didn't even know there was one there.
There you go. So if you want to know the code, it's on the body control module. You got to kind of look up in the, passenger wheel well up on the firewall. You'll see there'll be a module there, and on it it'll say key code or something, and there'll either be a 5 or a 7-digit code. If it's 7 digits, you just drop the last 2, and that's your code.
Okay, so where is this module?
Passenger footwell on the firewall. You got to kind of lie down there in the firewall and look on the fire up on the foot. You got to lay on the passenger footwell, look at the firewall. You'll see the fuse box. There's a panel you probably have to drop, but you'll see the fuse box, and right above that or near that, you'll see a like a silver, computer module that has a tag on it. It'll be clearly marked.
All right. Now, on my confusion, when I had that, that one definitely had it because that lit up all the time. This one doesn't light up unless you actually touch it. So I was just doing it, so it was there. Can you program it for whatever number you want, or it is what it is?
No, you can program it to anything you want, but you have to have the factory code to do that. So that's why you're going to have to get that factory code no matter what. And then once you got that, you can go ahead and program your own. I think you enter the factory code, and then you hold the one key until it flashes, and then you can enter your code, something like that. I could look it up.
No, I could look it up too, because I know in the last car, it had a better radio in it, and I could do it on the radio, but I don't think this radio is pretty lame, so I would be surprised if it was there. All right, I'll do it that way. No worries, I'll look it up myself. I can do that. Other than that, what else has been going on? Anything good?
Yeah, I didn't figure you'd have the radio, but if you have the appropriate sync radio system, you can often do it from the from there. So there's also a key fob way to retrieve if you don't want to crawl around the footwell. And if you have both key fobs for the vehicle, there's a procedure you can do to get it to flash on the display. But you got to have both key fobs, and you got to go through this procedure where you set one in this little slot, and then you turn it on, and then you turn it off and then set the other one in that little slot and turn it on, and then it shows up in the display. So if you don't want to just go look and see what it is, there are options. Anyhow, yeah, not much. I went to breakfast with the guys this morning, and then I had to go to the store to pick up some stuff for a barbecue, and then I got the car washed, and now I'm just watching my football game, and reading up a little bit on some of this car stuff I want to do.
Very good. I finally got the brackets built, put those other six cans duplexers together for a backup. I've been playing around a lot with, that STM controller. It's one of the big reasons. One, for a backup. Two, so I have the hat. And three, I want to see if it is all what it's supposed to be. So that's learning a lot about that kind of stuff. And just a lot of thinking around, and right now I'm heading towards a storage unit to go get the bike rack trailer thingy, and we're going to go up there on Richmond Trail with the grandkid and, see how he does. It's going to be interesting. And I got to get here to the gate, so your turn. I'll be right back here. I can hear you.
Yeah, I got to get out of mine. It's the last month, really, with everything going on. I just haven't had a lot of time to for leisurely stuff, so I haven't been out on it in a while, but I do got to get out and get some miles on. So, all right, I'll let you take care of that, and then turn my audio back up on my football game.
Yeah, I'm going to watch Northwestern tonight. They play at 8, Fox. Fox Sports, we'll see how that goes. Brother's not talking too much, so basically I don't know if they're even going to dress him, but if he's not dressed and on the bench, I'm not even going to watch the game, but we'll see if they dress him. I looked up the roster. They must have 75 freaking kids on that roster, so we'll see how he shakes out. All right, I'll talk to you a little bit later. WBD.
All right. W8FU.
W8FU, Kate's here.
Yo.
All right. Make sure I have this program right. Talk to you on through LTS, but listening FBI. Program the channel to do that.
Well, I had my football game up, and I thought I could get to it quickly. So something about making sure you had a program right, or not sure if you had a program right. What did you address? The scanning or the PL thing we talked about, or what?
All of the above, but this is a channel has been transmitting LTS receiving. That's it.
Okay, and did you take care of that Detroit GMRS thing?
Yep. Every reason.
How did you address the scan issue? Did you point it to a different scan list, or did you create a second set of channels, or what?
No, I just didn't have the scan list selected and the personality for that thing, for that zone. So,
I just gotta fix that. Okay, cool. So you got everything squared away. Very good.
Yep. Quick and easy. Alright, just working this all on the check mixture. Alright. Catch you later. Okay, be it.
All right, back to the ball game. When do the Cheaters play?
I don't know about them, but Michigan, I think, plays, I'm not sure what time. Sometime this evening, I'll have to look it up.
All right, catch you later. I'll be at you.
Yeah, I meant to say the Cheetahs are playing right now. But anyways, keep here.
Well, you can say a lot, but you can't say that. All right. Later. WNFU.
Connected to CMN Network.
KB8CUZ W8CPM. Signal check.
KF8FBD, I can hear you just fine.
Hey, copy that. I'm just a few miles south of Unionville, so I think I'm hitting Mayville repeater. Yeah, doing okay. Thank you, sir. W8CP, I'm clear.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Clear. 79 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 77 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Clear. 79 degrees.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Clear. 79 degrees.
WVIJ, Waterford.
K-E-A-W-U-O.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Hey, girl.
Hey there, how to go with, I heard that you didn't do the phone sign, but how to go with the wind link?
The wind link went well. I'm right at the peak of Stony, and I'm using the Warren, so I might have to switch here, let me know. But it went well. It was a lot of fun. We learned a lot. Set up a DigiRig 891 to use with a regular HT radio, not an 891. So that was a neat trick. And we set up the DigiRig mobiles and did a little bit of peer-to-peer. And it all went quite well.
Well, peer-to-peer is just basically an email to an email kind of thing?
Yeah, so the normal WinLink goes through a gateway, but when you're close enough, you don't need the gateway. You can just go from one device to the other. So it kind of cuts out the middleman and the internet, because when you go to a gateway, typically it'll relay that over the internet, but not necessarily, but it just eliminates the middleman and just goes from one device to the other.
Okay. You have to show me how to do that. I've done it through the radio, but I haven't done it through peer-to-peer yet.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. It's, there's maybe three or four specific settings that you have to be aware of and make sure that you do. But once you get those figured out, it's pretty straightforward. It's just a normal connection. The only thing I didn't do today, which I might still try to do, everybody kind of got burnt out and think they had enough, is I want to figure out how to use the UV Pro and Radio Mail app to send WinLink that way. And that doesn't need the DigiRigs and all that. Should be like sending a WinLink message with the easy mode turned on compared to what we just went through.
Interesting. And so far, you're sounding pretty good. Yeah, I had, I just had no energy today. So I ended up just putting on my amber white strobes on the side view mirrors and the back deck. And then was defroster for the new window, and that tap popped off after they glued it on so much. All right. Sounds like I'm going to scream and pound my fist in the sand and tell them to give me a new window.
Oh, no. That is no fun. I'm sorry to hear that. It's, so you got a new window installed, and then you were putting strobes in, and the window broke, or were a little unclear on what happened, but I guess we don't have to dwell on it, but it sounds like whatever happened was not fun.
No, you know, the back window blew out, and they came and they put in a new one. Well, the new one, one of the defroster tabs broke off, and they didn't have another window, so, you know, they're like, okay, you know, we'll set it up and glue that back on, because that's all they need. So, they got the glue, and they drove up there on Thursday, and I'm like, okay, here I am. They put the glue on, and they said, you know, leave it for 24 hours. Okay. And then they said after 24 hours you can put the connect the wire back to it. It's okay. So I was doing that today after I got done putting on the rear deck lights. I'm like, okay, since it's all torn apart, I'm able to do it. So I put it on there, and as I pushed it on there, boom, it snapped off. I'm like, okay, I'm done with this crap. So the glue didn't hold, so now I want a new window. So I got to hit all the safe light, throw a fit.
Gotcha, okay. So, sounds like the window is not broken, it's just like a defrost tab that's on the window that was glued on that didn't stay glued on, and maybe it broke kind of where it connects to the window, so it won't have defrost if you don't get a new window. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't want to make you keep explaining it, but yeah, well, that sounds awful. That's no fun. I'm sorry to hear that. It's never supposed to go easy, though, I guess. Life is hard.
Cloudy. 79 degrees.
Yep, that's it. The tab broke off again, and the deal is if that didn't work, then they're going to replace the window itself again. So I just got to call them up and tell them, say, yeah, your glue did not work. And you owe me another new window, which they'll come out and tear it out and put another one in. So that's the gist of it. You got it.
Gotcha. Well, hopefully you can enjoy the rest of your day. And I guess the silver lining is that you won't need the defrost for a little while. So, you know, I guess... we can wait for that, but you got any plans for the rest of the day? Might be a good day to hit a cider mill or something like that.
No, I'm going to pick up the backyard and then run the big machine, you know, run the thing that goes across and makes the grass look pretty. So basically I'm going to go cut the lawn. Because most of it is, I think.
Gotcha. Well, good luck with that. Don't work too hard, and I gotta get packed up and read up on the bridge walk, because I'm going all the way up to Mackinac to work the bridge walk this weekend, well, Monday. So, and then I gotta race home after it, so I can get to bed at a decent hour, and so should be interesting though. Work in a different county as far away as I could nearly be in Michigan.
Yeah, but it's enjoyable and it's a nice breeze on the bridge. So, all right, I have arrived at my humble abode and the dog is looking in the window as usual. So get in there and get outside, let them play while I pick up their stuff. And I will chat at you in a bit. 73 on your final. KKKO.
Alrighty, well, 73s, tell the doggos that. We'll talk again soon. KEAWUL.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
NAAJ. Hang him.
W-8-Moody.
Connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 1900 hours. Clear. 79 degrees.
KF8, GFL. Just wondering if anybody has information about this GMR S repeater in Mayville. Just wondering if it's still linked to Saginaw. Over.
You're connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 79 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 68 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 64 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network.
Bullshit. Keeter's gonna cheat.
Connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 68 degrees.
What's shaking? Did you watch by any chance the end of the Michigan game? Are you kidding me? I was glued to it. I got one question. Can these guys seriously win a game on their own? You think they can?
No. That was one of the worst performances I ever saw. I don't know who rigged the clock.
I'm going to be I watched it. I saw it go zero. So, like the announcer said, unless they've got some other clock we don't know about.
I have no explanation. I thought the game was over. I actually went in the other room. The TV was still on. Came back in the room and saw what was going on. I said, what?
That was crazy. That was crazy. Jeez, oh, Pete.
There'll be a lot of talk about that, but, yeah, I've never seen a team from them play so badly in quite a long time. I don't think they've got a chance this year.
Yeah, if we just ignore the ending, you know, and just good grief, you know, big opening, and then nothing, I mean, nothing. I couldn't believe that.
Yeah, I'm blaming it on the coaching, really. As far as I'm concerned, this was a loss.
Well, it'll be a win in the books. I mean, you know, they'll be thinking about it, talking about it, and I'm sure they'll be, really what's going to happen, it's a win for them, no matter whether it's BS or whether or not, it's a win. And what they do from here on out will determine whether this will be factored into their rankings or not. But if you this will not be do much for their rankings. I'm just trying to see. Yeah, they keep showing the Hail Mary. You know, that's great. I mean, that was well done, and the right guy. That was the guy to throw it to. And he did exactly what he does. Why don't they go back and show us the real final play?
Yeah, I'm at a loss. I can't even explain it. So, unless they got some stupid AI thing that interpreted differently, I wouldn't be surprised. They mentioned something like, they said something like their Nighthawk system or something like that. Did you catch that?
I don't know. Oh, here we go. Are they explaining it? Hold on.
What are you listening to?
Thank you.
on some other source?
No, I paused and I just restarted it. They're still like post-victory analyzing.
Yeah, like I said, they thought their clock on the screen was exactly what the official time was, and then he said something about unless there's something about their I think they said Nighthawk system.
I don't know if we're going to be hearing a whole lot about it over the next week, so I'm sure they'll have to save face and give us some sort of legitimate answer for this, because otherwise it's just they can't not clearly tell us what happened here, because everybody saw it with their own eyes.
Yep, that's for sure. And the real kicker is had they caught the face mask penalty earlier, this wouldn't have even been a moot point.
Yeah, that was a pretty brutal one too. I think there were two guys in on it. Crazy. But whatever. I don't care one way or the other. I actually like when Michigan wins. The stronger Michigan can be when Ohio beats them, the better. So I don't like a week or but the thing is I just don't I don't, unless this is just first game jitters or something, good grief, I just I don't know what to make of it all for the rest of the season.
Yeah, well, with all the crap that's been going on there, one distraction after another. So, all right. We'll talk more tomorrow about this, see if they've given an explanation. But it's in the books. I guess nothing they can do about that. Like I said, I'm actually embarrassed by it. So, all right, catch you later. Have a good night. Kate, here.
Well, it's a win. In the end, it's a win. So, can't undo that. We'll be getting the explanation over the course of the next week. I'm not privy to what the hell was going on there. I know what I saw, and I'm sure there's something. Normally, the refs get it right. I'm not one that thinks they don't, but I'm going to have to wait and hear what this one was. Meanwhile, it'll be real interesting to see what they can pull together out of this season. I think this new coach, I know you said coaching, but I think this is what this team needed, this guy. Of course, we'll see, over time, but he's the kind of leader they needed. Didn't work out real well tonight, but I don't know, who knows. All right, catch you later. WAFU.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Hello, Kelly, Fox, Radio Jets.